I am currently listening to a book written by Gautam Chopra with guest writer Deepak Chopra called Walking Wisdom. It tells about three generations of a family and two dogs. Right now, I just finished a chapter dealing with Gautam Chopra's friendship with Michael Jackson. The hoopla, if you will, surrounding his life, his music, and eventually his death, and how it affected Gautam and also Deepak, as well as Michael Jackson's other high-profile friends. One of the things that really struck me about some of the things that Michael Jackson said, or was reported to have said to Gautam, was that he didn't plan on getting old. I guess that was a self-fulfilling prophecy in some way. This was when Michael still lived at Neverland Ranch up near Santa Barbara. I have been one of the few that was able to get into the great mausoleum at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale and actually see his crypt close up. And there was just silence. Nothing unusual happened. Anyway, I look upon his life, and I look upon Michael Jackson, the person, and I see that he was basically a damaged human being. He did not live like normal people, especially when he was a boy. He didn't get to experience all the things that boys normally experience. I'm kind of reminded of what the hologram of Jor-El said to his son, Kal-El, in the first Superman movie. Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them, quote unquote. And to a certain extent, I think that was right on. And I think that Michael Jackson, though he got very rich and very famous, and was thus much loved for the legacy he left us, he was cheated out of a lot of things. And I guess that is part of what molded him into the man that he was, and also molded the way in which he left us. Well, I guess that's all I have in regard to Michael. I hope that he is resting in peace.